Broncos get a 5-2 victory. The offense in gear tonight for the Broncos, and particularly in that second period, Andy, and you get some help from Brady Jelly in Ohio State. They shut out Miami. It's going down the last night of the regular season.
Well, you know, the bottom line for us is we need to take care of our business tomorrow night to make sure that we finish ahead of Notre Dame. And, you know, if Ohio State could come up with another victory, who knows? But for us, the bottom line is to play good hockey, which we played tonight, and be satisfied with our performance and get the end result here, and then everything else will sort itself out. We've had a solid year. I like the way we've played the last three games, and tonight here I thought we were rewarded for our work, and we didn't get the first goal that we wanted, but we still felt we had good jump and we're attacking, and that's what we need to have.
A lot of great storylines in this game, but how about Benny Huerta coming back to Lansing and rifling one top shelf?
An important goal. You know, you're down 1-0. You think you've played fairly well, but you give up a power play goal. In fact, we gave up two tonight, so we definitely need to be better than that. And we took a couple of poor penalties at the end of the hockey game that we have to discuss. But that was a big goal for us. Great shot. And, you know, Ben played here, as you mentioned, for Michigan State, so that was certainly a big one. Really liked Ben Huerta there, and then I didn't like him in the last 2 minutes when he took that penalty that he didn't have to take. But I thought that whole line tonight of Ben Huerta, Mike Leone, and Justin Kovac, certainly in the first half of the game, they were our best unit. They had pressure in the offensive zone, and, you know, when they're playing hard like that and with energy, they can be very effective.
And the burstback Ballasy Walters line got it going in this game. Shane scored and put you on top 2-1 in the second period.
You know, turnover. Big goal. I think that was a result, Robin, of the pressure that we'd had on their defensemen leading up to that point in the period. I thought we got pucks in behind them, made them play in their zone, and created turnover scenarios, which Shane took advantage of. So certainly a big goal for him. They haven't been coming easily this year for him, and that was a big one.
The play of the game, though, was that third goal, and it was all set up by Trevor Elias, as he made a great hit. In the offensive end, he gave up his body against a big man. He got knocked down. Then he got back up, got back in the play on the defensive end at the other end, got the puck, and started to break the other way. What a play.
Yeah, he's just a courageous hockey player.
Unbelievable play.
Courageous hockey player. I mean, he drove and a great feed to Danny DeKeyser. And, you know, Nolan Laporte's got his stick on the ice, which we've been trying to get him to do here, and he had a tap-in goal and a great play by Danny. But, you know, Nolan had his stick down, and he was going to the net. And bottom line, when he does that, he can be dangerous. So, you know, we like the fact that we had contributions throughout our lineup tonight. And, you know, I Colton Hargrove, I talked to him, and what a nice goal that was that he scored. But more importantly, I said, Colton, I liked your back-checking tonight just as much as I loved that goal. And, you know, I thought we had good pressure on the puck all night. And, again, we hurt ourselves a little bit in the last 5 minutes with some unnecessary penalties. And, you know, you're always worried there because the other thing, when you're killing a penalty, you're blocking shots. It's 5-1 at the time. You don't want somebody blocking a shot and breaking a foot. So, you know, don't take those penalties where we have to get into that situation.
Chase was able to score, too, and along the goal line. He's so crafty down there, and he banks one in off a skate.
He's done that a couple times this year, a couple of our 5-on-3s. We tried a little bit of a different formation on our 5-on-3. This time we had a right-hand shot in the slot, and Nolan Laporte, and created a little bit of space down low, and Chase banked one there. And if not, it was going through to Dean, and I thought he had an empty net tap-in if it got to him. So a good execution, again, a big goal that we needed to have at that particular point.
Well, if I know you, the celebration lasted for maybe 2 minutes down there, and then it was all business for tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, we've talked about being solid here. The fact that, you know, we're getting on the bus here as soon as I get downstairs, and we want to get to the hotel, get something to eat, and get to bed, get up tomorrow morning, and figure out how we can be even better tomorrow night. And, you know, just take care of our own business and let everything else sort itself out.